Can you give us kind of an update on the running back situation?
Yeah.
An idea of who will play, who won't?
Yeah, it's still pretty fluid. LJ and Folau are getting better every day. And we feel like both of them could play without a lot of practice reps. They're just veteran players that we trust. I'm not sure if they'll be ready, though. So we've been giving a lot of reps to those same guys that played in the Wyoming game. And I do expect to get Enoch back. The Enoch not playing last game was sort of a surprise. We thought he was going to be okay and ready to go, and then he wasn't feeling great on game day, but we're expecting him to be ready to roll.
But how often do you guys go for it on fourth down? Do you care where the third down numbers are right now, or like what are you looking
for? Not at all. I'd like to get convert a few more third downs, but we are often on third down, we're playing to get to a manageable fourth down or a short fourth down, and then knowing that we have a lot of confidence in our fourth down plays. So third and eight's hard to get, but if you can make four or five and then be fourth and three or fourth and two, then your odds of converting that are a lot higher than converting that first third and eight. So we look at it more of conversion down. What's our so last game we were 5 for 11 on conversion downs is how we look at it. And I'd like to be 6 or 7, but 5's not terrible.
The way Polkai and Sione played against Wyoming, was that a surprise, or had they done that in practice where you had confidence in them?
Not at all. I wasn't surprised at all. That's what they do every day in practice. They were just behind some, you know, older guys, and I knew their time was coming eventually, and didn't surprise me. That's what they do every day.
The way one of those younger running backs has stepped up, I guess, in back-to-back weeks with Enoch against SMU and Polkai and Sione against Wyoming and whatnot. What does that say just about that room and kind of level of readiness that Harvey's
had? First of all, it says Harvey's a good coach, and those guys are good players. It also presents a question of how hard do we push LJ and Full out back. You know, they're obviously LJ's really special player and we want him back, but we don't want him to have a setback either, so that's a tough decision we're gonna have to make by Saturday.
How did you evaluate how Miles played Saturday?
Miles played well. I mean, he made a nice play on a pass check down in the first quarter and got us first down. He didn't have nothing really flashy happened, but he did his job. He ran where he's supposed to run. He blocked who he was supposed to block, and he's a good receiver.
Hey, Brett, how close is this offensive line to being as cohesive as you want it to be?
We're not there yet, but I'm seeing improvement. We're running the ball better than we did a year ago. Still a long way to go, a lot of improvement, and we're going against a defense this week that's one of the best run defenses in the country the last 3 years, so we're going to get tested for sure. But they are improving. I see improvement.
Even with the swapping out, you know, having to go, you know, with Austin coming in, did you feel the same way with him stepping in?
Nah, he played well. He wasn't really a drop off there. I mean, Sonny had played well in the first two games, and Austin, they didn't even think about it or notice it during the game.
How do you assess how Jake played overall?
I thought Jake played well. The interception on the first possession was disappointing, but he's throwing to a one-on-one matchup that we wanted to get the ball to Cody on that play. We practiced it all week. We got the coverage we wanted. It was a little bit underthrown. I thought Cody reacted a little too late to at least break it up or have a chance to catch it. But, you know, that's not like an egregiously bad decision or, one of those mistakes that kill you. I mean, they intercept the ball on the 1 yard line. Our defense gets some three and out. We get the ball back and plus side of the field and score a touchdown a few plays later. So, I don't want to say turnovers are never good, but that one wasn't one that, like, scares you or makes you worry about anything.
You've touched on this, but what do you see from Kansas State's defense? What challenges do they present this weekend?
Well, they, they're just so squared away and very tough, physically tough. They are everybody does their job every play. I think they've given up about 21 points a game 3 years in a row. They're one of the best defenses in college football the last 3 years. And they have, I think it's 8 returning starters, and 3 or 4 of those guys are in their third year starting. So we have a big challenge on our hands. They're very good.
With the running back injuries, have you had to change your game plan offensively at all?
No.
Or is it the same?
Not at all. I mean, those guys know the offense, and they can go in. We can play Sione or Polkai or Enoch, obviously Miles. They can do it all. They're three, you know, true three skilled backs. All of them can run the ball. They can block, and they're good receivers.
It's hard to simulate, you know, the type of atmosphere I anticipate on Saturday. I mean, it's a home atmosphere, so there's a benefit there. But how fun is it to see the guys go out and see what they can do on a Saturday night against a ranked opponent at LES?
Yeah, I mean, Lavelle Edwards Stadium on an 8 o'clock game, that's as good as it gets in college football. It should be a great environment, and we're playing a great opponent. And, I mean, it's, yeah, this is what you live for. If you're in this profession or you play this game as a player, I mean, this is what it's about.
Any other questions?